What about the thing that you fried eggs in the morning?
Well, that'd be a fry. Well, I just call them skittets. They're frying pans or skittets, whatever you want to call them.
Did you ever see one with legs on it?
Yes, sir.
What did they call that?
Oven.
An oven.
Yes.
It had a top on it, too, didn't it?
It had a top on it, and you cook on the fireplace, on the hearth, you know, pull out your coals and sit down. Mama used to bake potatoes in hers and cornbread, and oh, they'd be so good.
Yeah, that's the thing. A lot of people call those spiders, and some people call them Dutch ovens.
Some people call them Dutch ovens, but I just call them ovens.
Yeah, well, that's good enough, you know, that you can put those coals up on top of that.
It works just like
an electric oven in a stove.
Yes, sir. And it's so good.
What about a big black thing out in the backyard maybe you used to boil clothes in?
That's a wash pot.
Okay. Did you ever hear anybody call it a kettle or anything like that?
Well, yes, some people call it.
Is it the same thing as a kettle, or is a kettle smaller?
No, I guess it'd be about the same.
Okay.
I've had two wash pots in my time.
Yeah, but that's another thing. It's an antique, a collector's item.
I know it.
People are making planters, putting their flowers
on. I know it. My daughter has two.
Well, they're hard to get.
Yeah, they are.
If you had some flowers and you cut them and you wanted to bring them in the house and put them on the table, you'd have to put them in a what?
A vase.
Okay. And if you didn't cut them, if you were bringing them in the house with the roots on them, you might plant them in a what? A flower or what?
What do you put them in a flower pot?
Okay. What is the silverware that you eat with? You call it, you have a what and a what and a what?
Well, I just have a spoon and a fork and a knife.
Okay. That's another thing.
I don't go for all this extra stuff.
That's why I was going to say, a lot of people have to get special kind of knives.
I know it. But I don't go for that.
Mm-hmm. After you finish eating, you have to do what to the dishes?
You have to wash them.
Okay, and
you have to clean them out and then wash them.
And then after you get them soapy, you run the water over them and you say...
Scald them.
Okay, do you ever hear anybody say rinse or rinse the dishes?
Yeah, I've heard it. I just say scald them and go.
Okay. What kind of cloth thing did you use for washing the dishes?
Well, I usually use just a plain... Sometimes I use these bought dishcloths, you know, you should get about that big, and I have my dish towel to dry with.
Yeah, back when they used to make flour in sacks, you can use a flour sack.
Yeah, flour sacks.
They used to make the prettiest material, using flour sacks.
Well, they used to make chicken feed sacks. Now, we raised chickens a lot. We raised laying hens, and we got to where they put them in colored sacks, flour sacks. You know, they'd be the prettiest thing.
Yeah.
And I've made some prettiest quilt tops out of them.
Yes. You know, my mother was so happy. She got up in the barn loft at home and was prowling around. I don't know what she was doing. Nobody's been up in that barn loft, I guess, for 15 years. And she found four old quilt tops that my grandmother had stored up there. And she was just tickled to death.
Oh, Lord, I reckon.
Because it had some of the prettiest material.
There's something went with two of my quilt tops that I pieced out of sacks. And I don't know what went with them. I guess somebody got them.
And some of the prettiest, fanciest stitches. And then all of it hand-stitched.
I've got one in yonder that I've been piecing on, but I pieced up all my scraps, and it's real pretty.
What about if you've got a sink in the house, in a modern house, and you want to get water, you have to turn on what?
You turn the faucet or tap, whatever you want to call it.
If it's outside, what would you call it, in the yard? Would it be the same thing?
There'd be a tap out there, I guess. That's what I call it.
Okay, and you say that... last night it got so, you might say, last night it got so cold the water in our house froze and the pipes all what?
Burst.
Okay.